This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As lousy as all the supply chain miseries have been for consumers, they have been very, very good for the global shipping industry. Now, though, one of the biggest shippers says the good times are coming to an end. The Danish logistics conglomerate Maersk, you might recognize the name from the sides of shipping containers you see on the highway. Maersk said today it expects demand for said containers to decline between 2 and 4% this year, which could mean there's less demand for the stuff in those containers, right? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
By one estimate, about 90% of global trade is carried over water. And the goods that we're trading?
It's furniture, it's clothes, it's electronics.
Ken Hexter is a research analyst covering transportation at Bank of America. He says those goods go on ships about 6 to 9 months before they reach retailers. So when a shipper like Maersk says there will be less demand?
It is a direct insight, right, on what's going to hit our shores.
Or not hit them, which Maersk says could be a sign of weakening consumer spending and a possible recession. But also that we got a lot of stuff in already while sales were strong. Chris Weatherby is a transportation analyst at Citi.
So shippers generally went a little bit higher with their inventory levels because they didn't want to miss sales. And that has a hangover as we move into a sort of slower demand environment.
So many warehouses are still packed with inventory, says Phil Levy. He's chief economist at Flexport, a logistics platform that works with most of the major shippers.
In reality, we have enough stuff brought into the country already that you could maintain pretty high levels of consumption and see much more dramatic cuts in shipping than that.
Levy also points out that these shippers ordered a lot of actual new ships when demand was high. They'll be coming online over the next 2 years. That means there will be even more space available for containers, and it's hard to know if consumers will have the money or the desire to fill that space up. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.